if you watch the news, regular mainstream news, you will know the cycle is news, sport, weather. But what about news of the arts? What about news on the Australian culture scene? Well, a 5-minute story on a man wearing crappy costumes to take the bins out was the tipping point for Ty Snaith. The Melbourne artist, author, and fellow broadcaster was spurred into action. Where was the news from the Australian arts and culture section? Surely if Ty felt like this, others did too. So she's created a petition called Arts Are Newsworthy, and she joins us this morning. Ty, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Willie. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us about these crappy costumes that started everything.
Well, actually, I like that story, but that's not what started everything. But there's three of us that started the petition, Mia Salzjo and Nina Sanazde. And we it was from a Facebook post of a letter to the editor from a woman called Monique in Hobart. She wrote it 10 years ago, and it was basically saying, hey, you know, I don't have it in front of me, but it was saying, you know, like, why are there no arts in the news? And at the time, 10 years ago, it went viral and nothing came of it, right? And so we sort of had uncovered this, and we were just in the comments of this Facebook post, and Nina, who's one of my collaborators, said, I'm just making a petition. And then all of a sudden we were in this group together, and she said, let's do it together because there is a lot of work to do with the campaign. And all of a sudden it just started rolling and took off, and people are so hungry for it. So it is actually not just us, it seems. It's a lot of people feel the same way. A lot of people watching the news at the moment because of COVID. So even people that weren't watching the news are sort of tuning in to see the daily numbers. And I don't know about in Sydney, but in Melbourne, it's become, you know, just like this daily thing. Do we get to buy donuts today or not? Seems donuts are gone forever.
Yeah, I was going to say, we are never having donuts up here.
We had a few for a while. So I think that's what's happened, is that it's a combination, because the arts are suffering so bad at the moment. So all of us, you know, especially performing artists, musicians, a lot of people are out of work in the arts because of the pandemic. And I guess there's a double whammy. We're also watching the news. But it's like, it's so depressing at the moment. And I get it. The world is depressing. Like, we've royally screwed it up. But we also need hope in order to make positive progress. And one of the things that the arts does so well is that it cultivates hope, and it cultivates, like, you know, the good hormones in your brain, which actually spur you into positive action.
Into doing something. Yeah. And so what are the numbers like now on the petition?
So we got to about 5,000 in over a weekend, which was amazing. And now about 5 days later, we've got nearly 10,000. So we're just under 10,000 by a few hundred. So we're really keen for people to just jump onto change.org and find the petition, which is Arts Are Newsworthy, and sign it. Because the more names we get, we're aiming for 50K, really.
50K, like, all right, okay.
Surely we can get there. Like, if you can get 20,000 people to a music festival, and all of those people agree that we need to see more of this stuff in our daily fodder. Like, it's like a diet, you know. It's like saying, okay, you know, you can't have any, you know, any good stuff for ages. You just can't see it during the day. You can only find it yourself. Imagine then, like, we need to have that stuff put in front of us, because not all of us are tuned in on social media to the arts. And what happens is, if people in the mainstream don't see it in front of their eyeballs, it doesn't exist. And so it's a simple fix to making us just a little bit more visible, and then also giving the arts the boost that they need.
What's the ideal outcome? Like, who are the kind of big targets for this?
Yeah, well, we're targeting the big, you know, like SBS and ABC, because they're what we see as the serious news. But, you know, we would love all the news stations to do it. And in reality, it's probably the commercial stations that might do it more. But what we want is, we want to see a dedicated segment, just like sport. I mean, sport gets a good 5 to 10 minutes sometimes on the news. We want a dedicated segment to the arts on the daily nightly news bulletin, the same length as sport. And ideally, we'd love an arts presenter, but, you know, we're happy to have it just as part of the normal presenter. But as long as it comes before weather, we want it not a fluff. We don't want a fluff story. Like, that's actually really important to note. We don't want, like, the cute little lamb that you can hold in your hand. That's not the arts. The arts is actually about really interesting, challenging thinking that not only gives you hope, but makes you think about what are we here for? Like, what do we do with ourselves apart from work? And the answer is often either consume the arts or make the arts. And during COVID, you know, like, we've all watched so many hours of Netflix, we've listened to music, we've read books. That's all the arts. Like, they deserve a little bit of our airtime to see what's happening. Like, with the sports, we learn when some football player's, like, twisted his bloody ankle. Imagine if that was the art. Oh, so-and-so, the, you know, violinist has pulled a tendon in their finger. That, I just can't even imagine that.
Oh, my God, Ty, I love it. I love it. Okay, so 2SER, where can we go? So you can head over to change.org, and we're also going to link the petition to the show notes on our website. So,
yep.
So gang.
And the campaign?
Yeah.
Yeah, the campaign's called Arts Are Newsworthy. And there's also the hashtag. So if you want to share it on social media, find the hashtag and you'll find a million posts that people have already shared. Arts Are Newsworthy. And yeah, just jump on board and share. Like, take it yourself. So many people have just taken the reins, which I love, and made their own image or made their own little, you know, their own pitch. We had an amazing contribution from Missy Higgins, shared it really early on, and all her followers just now think she started the campaign, which is fine. I don't care. As long as we get our outcome, which is just to make the arts more visible. And I know in Sydney at the moment, there's a couple of great arts projects that are happening that are also jumping on board. So there's the amazing Festival of Live Art, Experimental Art by Performance Space. Like, the arts are still happening. That's the point. Even though we're not allowed to have audiences in public, we don't die. We're all in our bedrooms still making stuff.
Still making it all.
Still making it all. So we just actually need the conduit in the mainstream to get it out to our audiences, which is what art needs.
I agree. Oh, my goodness. Taysna, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good luck with the petition. We are going to follow it here. And when it cracks, so we're looking for 50K people. 50K.
Yeah, that's what we want. Then we take it to SBS and we just basically tie them to the news reporting chair and say, you have to do it.
Read this.
We want
read
it.
This. Hey, thanks so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Willie.